I've been tricked into working for social media platforms for free, and so have you. Every time you post on social media, you're creating content for them to monetize. They position ads around your content, and they keep all of that revenue. Now, if you're really lucky, they give you a very small percentage of that revenue. Now, sometimes they even get you to pay to put content on their platform by paying to promote that content more widely, which further boosts their ad revenue. Now, this isn't how the platforms frame it, of course. They encourage you to see all of this as simply getting your content in front of a wider audience, but it's not really your audience. When you build an audience of followers or subscribers on social media, you're paying to reach them, either through promoted content or simply in the time it takes you to show up, make the content, post it, and play the game. So why do we still do it? And is there another more effective way to connect with people? It used to be that you needed a big name publisher, a series of magazine articles, or a TV show to have a chance of sharing your ideas and opinions. You had to go through a gatekeeper. Well, now that world has changed, and there are still gatekeepers, but these new gatekeepers, companies like Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and even Google, they've got huge audiences, and these have been created off the back of this user-generated content. And the crucial thing is that they control access to the audience for that content. So you create and you post your content. The platform's AI decides who sees it. When a platform is growing, many people will see what you post, so this encourages you to keep posting. Then the platform adds that dreaded boost button and the game changes. Now, in order to reach those same people, you've got to pay. Now, this happens to all social media platforms at some point, which means the content may be yours, but the audience certainly isn't. Now, the platforms get away with this as long as the extra reach is worth more to you than the cost of that boost button. Social media AI is playing you like a slot machine every time it sets the price of that boost. Will you press it? Will you not? And it's not just boosting posts on Facebook. The same is true with Google ads, YouTube ads, TikTok ads, etc., etc. Every time you pay to get seen, you're paying the gatekeeper to reach the platform's audience. So this is why it's so important to build your own audience. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear this, and that's because building your own audience is a lot more work than just paying to reach someone else's. So what would it mean to have 100 or 1,000 people who would miss you if you didn't show up with a message? On social media, people won't miss you too much because someone or something will simply slot into their scrolling and fill that place. But people that have just joined your audience, who have raised their hand and said, "I want to hear from you," well, they'll miss you. To build your own audience, you need to find a medium that allows you to connect directly with your audience, with no gatekeeper. Now, there are two really good ways of doing this. The first is email, and the second is podcasts. Email is a great way to start because people have to join your email list, which is a powerful sign of enrollment, even commitment. Podcasts are another great way to reach people directly because when you make a podcast, you're going straight into people's ears, like I am now. Now, yes, some platforms inject ads and we've got spam folders to contend with, but you don't have to pay to play. When your podcast shows up in someone's app or an email shows up in someone's inbox, it's because they've chosen to get it there. These are the only two digital channels where you have both direct access to your audience and that audience has opted in voluntarily to specifically hear from you. Now, as I've said, both of these routes do have their limitations and there are factors beyond your control. Nothing is perfect. But the key here is that when people enroll and opt in, they are far more open and connected to your message than simply stumbling across you while they're endlessly scrolling. The other thing is that you've earned that enrollment. They join up and they stay joined up because of your content. If you can earn more enrollment day by day, week by week, then you can start to educate, inspire and motivate those who want to be educated, inspired and motivated. You might be thinking, okay Simon, that's all very well, but someone on Instagram has 1 million followers. Surely one post from them is going to be better than a mailing list of just a few hundred. Now it is tempting to take advantage of that new platform and try and figure out how to win, and for a while it might work. You might be one of those lucky early adopters who breaks through. You might have been one of those people who was doing dances on TikTok in 2019 and is now a global megastar. But you're still building an audience for someone else. When that's someone with a million followers posts on Instagram, that content doesn't reach every single one of their million followers. The platform has specifically engineered it so it won't, to keep that person coming back to create new content. When you post on social media, you have to play the game, otherwise they can't win. Now, Seth Godin said in a recent podcast, the people who are easy in are also easy out. The challenge that you have is to build a persistent connection. So the longer and harder work is in building your own audience. Now, you can use other platforms to do that, just like I do. I post videos to LinkedIn and YouTube all of the time. But my focus is on encouraging people to listen to the podcast, just like you are now, or subscribing to my mailing list. All of these are opt-in, and the resulting audience is yours, and they'll be focused on your messages without the gatekeeper. The challenge is not to look for shortcuts or quick wins, but to build an audience that has given you permission and signed up specifically to hear what you have to say. And that will build the audience without the gatekeepers, that at any time could put you behind a paywall, hit you with that boost button, or worse still, close your account. To reference Seth Godin one more time, what we need to seek out, even if it's more difficult at first, is the privilege of delivering anticipated, personal, and relevant messages to the people who want to get them. This has been a very brief overview of how this process works. I go into a lot more detail in my book, Reframing Marketing, a three-step guide to effective and ethical marketing. So if you want to create a journey for your client to go on and to have more conversations with the people who are ready to do the work, then you might want to give it a read. You can order your copy directly from me at reframingmarketing.com. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope this podcast has got you thinking. If you'd like to get a notification of when the next episode is released, then simply press the follow button wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you.